Hey everyone, welcome to another Wednesday conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick and I'm here with Pastor Dusty White, coming live and direct from the Burt Street Chapel, the ministry headquarters of Coram Deo Church. Every Wednesday we sit down to talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. And today we are not here with our friends Bob and Chris. They are away from us today. And so we're, Dusty, you and I, we're just here.
That's it, man. We got to carry it.
Yes. It's on our shoulders. And
feels good, though.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Today we're going to talk about practicing gratitude and thankfulness. Today's Wednesday, November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving. And so we just wanted to give time to talk about being thankful. What does that mean? And maybe even actually practice thankfulness and gratitude a little bit. So Dusty, as we were talking off the mic, we were talking about how Thanksgiving, not just the holiday, but the practice of Thanksgiving isn't something Christians only do. Mm-hmm. You can be a pagan and be generally thankful for what you have, happy about what you have in your life. But there's something in scripture that kind of compels Christians to be uniquely thankful. What can you unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, I think I was flipping through my Bible here just a little bit ago, and all of Paul's letters have some sort of thankfulness in them as he's writing to these different churches. I think almost all of them have sometimes a long paragraph on thankfulness and just how grateful Paul is for this particular church, which that part is always striking to me because I don't know about you, Mike, but when I sit around with Christians and then we're going to pray, it's really easy to just slide right into all of our requests right away. But to discipline yourself to be thankful and grateful is a lot different than a holiday.
Well, in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians, he starts it out by just expressing his thankfulness to them. And then he goes into, in you're full of sexual immorality. One dude sleeping with his mom, and like it's weird. Those are things that you probably shouldn't be thankful for. But he starts out his letter with gratitude, with thankfulness for what God is doing in them, despite all the issues that he could be praying about. He's going before the Lord, saying, "Man, I'm thankful for this Corinthian church, despite their messiness." And even in Ephesians 5, he's encouraging the church of Ephesus to be imitators of God, to love as Christ loved and gave up himself. He says, don't be marked by sexual immorality or impurity, but let us be marked by thanksgiving. And so there's this call that Paul is calling the Ephesians to of, hey, let's be known as a people who are thankful. Let's not be marked by these other things. When people look at us, let's not be marked by the mean things that come out of our mouths or the unholy things that we do with our bodies, but let us be marked by a people who are thankful to the Lord. And I think that's what makes thankfulness uniquely Christian, is that our thankfulness is directed towards God, the creator of all things, the giver of all things. And so it's uniquely Christian to see everything that we have, suffering, abundance, a house that's brand new or a house that's kind of breaking down and falling apart. Like, God has given us those things and we need to be thankful. We need to express that thankfulness to him, not just a general, I'm happy that these things are in my life.
Yeah. And I think that's a discipline. Because you can't, that being thankful and being grateful doesn't sneak up on you.
Right.
You have to like concentrate on it, think about it. It causes reflection. So the only way to be thankful for something is to actually look backwards. And I think, I am always worried about what's coming next. Like I'm always looking down a little bit further, trying to have some vision for what's coming at me. So reflecting is like discipline work. It's like, okay, I got to get out the pen. I got to get out the paper. I got to pause. I need to be silent. I can do this during a day of solitude. But I think there's also something to be said about as we head into Thanksgiving, the actual holiday, we're 24 hours from it. I think it'd be very interesting for Christians to go into such a holiday thankful for what the Lord has done. There's one family in our church that, every Thanksgiving, they have a large family, and every Thanksgiving after the meal, they'll sit around and talk about what are the things that they're thankful for as a family this particular year. So since we did this last year, over this last calendar year, what are we thankful for? What's interesting about that is you're probably not doing that unless you do that. you're not thinking about what you're thankful for unless you set aside time to be thankful.
Yeah. That's one thing I'm thankful for. As a church staff team, every Tuesday we get together as a team, and we share evidences of God's grace. And so we take time every week to say, hey, what has God done this last week since we've last met? And what's he doing? What are we thankful for? And that's hard work, because you have to pay attention to what God's doing in your life. You have to pay attention to what God is doing in other people's lives so that you can give thanks. If you're not paying attention, if you're not seeing those little ordinary things in life as gifts from God, or even the big things that seem miraculous as gifts from God, you have to pay attention, you have to take note, and you have to give thanks. And I'm thankful for that practice that we have as a staff, and I'm thankful how it's an every day or every week, all throughout the year practice, not just a one time of year. So, Dusty, as you think about family and family rhythms, not just church ministry staff rhythms, but family rhythms, what practices, what disciplines have you put in place for you and your kids to practice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, there's one thing that we've always done at our house. So, you know, like, kids are always fighting over the same things.
Yeah.
Especially little kids. They'll be like grabbing a toy, and then the other kid's like, that's my toy.
Yeah.
And I had it first. And
yeah.
And so in that situation, what we always do is nobody gets it. We just take the thing.
Mm.
And each kid has to say, nothing is mine. So, and they're now like,
yeah,
they're like grumbly about it, but they're like, okay, yeah. I'm like, that's mine. And I'm like, what? No, it's not. And they're like, nothing's mine. And so that's just like a rhythmic thing in our house. It's not really discipline, but it's a rhythmic thing in our house that I'm trying to teach our kids to just realize that actually everything they have is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think that eventually that takes a child deeper later on to go, oh man, actually everything I have is from the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, what a blessing. Mm-hmm. All of these, not just all my possessions, but all my relationships, all of my community, all of what the Lord has provided is from indeed the Lord alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing that we do. And then we do that on the weekly too. Every Friday we try to have, we don't do this every single week, like 100%. It's probably about a 70% shot, but we try to have a time in our week as a family on Fridays where we are talking about what we're thankful for. And you know what's interesting about that is it's constantly sneaking up on me. And you have to you really do have to think about it. And I think part of that's because of the culture we're in, but I think most of it's because of how self-absorbed we are and how self-consumed we are. Mm. One of the things that I've also been doing recently, and by recent, I mean like the last 3 months of my life, I've been praying with my hands open. So physical posture of, just praying with my hands open.
About the hands open?
The hands open is really just a discipline of physical posture for me to remind myself, like, whatever the Lord gives me is also not mine. Mm-hmm. I once heard a pastor say, with open hands we receive and with open hands we give back.
Yeah.
I think it was actually like this church's motto or mission or slogan or something. Mm-hmm. And I remember like, I filed that thing away. And so I've recently been praying with my hands open with either my requests or with whatever the Lord wants to give me, realizing that whatever he has given me, I'm giving back.
Yeah.
And whatever he wants to throw my way, even if that's a bad circumstance, I'm okay with it because it's God's providence.
Yeah. I've been reading this book called The Gift by Lewis Hyde, and he talks about how, you know, we live in a consumeristic economy, and he's kind of bringing awareness to this gift economy where a gift ceases being a gift when we keep it to ourselves, when we hoard it. And so that idea of praying with your hands open, receiving whatever God gives you, also open-handedly giving it back to the Lord or giving it to others, like God's gifts that he gives you, cease being gifts, you try to keep them to yourselves, hoarding them to yourselves. And so there's this posture of still reciprocating that gift back to the Lord or back to others as we remain open-handed about that.
Richard Foster, in his book on spiritual disciplines, calls it the celebration of discipline. And at the end of the book, he drops celebrating as a discipline. Hmm. And I think it'd be interesting to think about thankfulness and gratitude in the same way. There's something about the Christian's posture that makes them uniquely different, and probably not just makes them different from the culture. So, hey, you got to be different because you're a Christian, but makes you unique in your neighborhood, makes you unique in your community. If you're not just content, like we talked about a couple of weeks prior, but also, man, I'm just really grateful for what the Lord has done. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, like I said before, I think that takes intention, but it'd be interesting to make that a normal discipline. Like to what you said about staff meetings, Mike, what would it look like for me personally and in my family or with my spouse or once a year, whatever, to just say, you know what, during this week, I'm just going to reflect.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be grateful. In fact, I'm not going to ask the Lord for anything.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to pray for things. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to pray for others. I'm just going to be grateful and thankful for what the Lord has done already.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting for how the church could respond to that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have, as when we worship together on Sunday mornings, our gospel liturgy is full of opportunities to practice thankfulness. Psalm 28 verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exults and with my song I give thanks to him." And so you might not love singing at home or singing in the car, but you do sing at church. And so as you practice that with your church body, with your community, you have opportunities to give thanks to him. And so worship leaders, think about the songs that you're singing and think about, hey, how can we work thankfulness into the liturgy? How can we work thankfulness into these songs? Maybe you need to write some songs that are more, directive in giving thanks. So
in addition to that, I don't want to be naive here. I think there's probably listeners that are like, yeah, sounds fantastic, but man, my life is just like a mess. And it's really hard to be thankful for anything in the circumstances that I'm in. Maybe it's a struggling marriage, cancer diagnosis, rough circumstance. There are scriptures that I truly believe that if you will read them enough, and by enough, I mean, if you get to the end of them and you just need to read the same scripture again, do that in order to bring perspective to God's providence for you and God's and a response for you to be grateful and thankful. So scriptures like Psalm 118, Mike, that's a psalm that it begins with, "Give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever."
Yeah.
You can be in a bad mood, and if you read Psalm 118, by the time you get to the end, you're like, okay, I guess like God is good, And there's just other scriptures especially the Psalms are like that. 1 Thessalonians 5, Mike, you mentioned Ephesians 5. You mentioned that Corinthians passage. John 6:11 is where Jesus is breaking bread, and there's this quick phrase about how he gives thanks. And so that's probably why Christians are praying before meals, right? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to think about heading into Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Before you do, and if your family's like mine, you're going to show up, and because you're the Christian in the room, you're praying. And so go into that prepared. Man, what a missional opportunity that is.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful opportunity that is to even share gratefulness and thankfulness. Like, what if people heard in a non-Christian setting who's having turkey and mixed corn or whatever, sweet corn, cream of corn, whatever it is. What if they heard a Christian pray and give thanks to God for his provisions?
Yeah. Dusty, I thought of Psalm 23. You have like, "The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." But then you have the section in the middle where it says, "And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." So just that image of us all sitting down at a table, and maybe you've had a real crappy year, and this psalm says, hey, the Lord prepares a table in the midst of all that. And he's with you in the midst of all of that. And just that fact alone, that he is with you, is something worth giving thanks for. So I appreciate that psalm because I have I see life through a darker lens than most. I see a lot of the negative and I see life coming at me. So that passage there, knowing that the Lord is with me, knowing that he prepares a table for me, before me, in the midst of everything I'm struggling with and dealing with and having in my life, man, that's a real comforting thing.
So Mike, in light of that, what are you currently thanking God for?
Well, I'm thankful for all the Wednesday Conversation listeners because right. You are what keep this thing going. for real. No, like we're thankful for you. Thankful for listening. Honestly, man, we just moved into a house a year and a half ago. We bought a house and, it finally feels like home, mm-hmm. not just a house that we live in, not just mm-hmm. four walls. We're not renting anymore. My wife has made it her own with all of her awesome decorating. And, I'm just thankful for walls and a roof that I can call home that is warm. We have clothes on our back. Our children are relatively happy. And so, I'm thankful for that. Talking about practice and habits and discipline, we have this discipline of just, hey, when we pray, before we ask God for all the things we want, let's give him thanks. And that's the one thing I could just say over and over again, because just thankful for a place to call home. And it has a fireplace in this time of year. Fireplaces are really nice.
They do. Fireplaces change everything.
They do.
My father-in-law hates fireplaces. He says, if you're going to just burn wood and cut a hole in your roof, just give me your money, which I think is kind of funny, but he doesn't really like nostalgia. So.
Somebody already cut the hole in my roof for me. So that's not a concern.
Yeah, burn it up.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really grateful and thankful right now for our church, particularly our elders, the other guys that I get to serve with. I just feel like the Lord has really blessed us. I'm aware because of doing ministry of other churches and the struggle that leadership can be, particularly with other people that you're leading with or leading alongside. And I think sometimes we take it for granted around here because it's really smooth. And the Lord has just really, I think, uniquely blessed us. And so it's like at the top of my list for things that I'm grateful for. So really grateful for our church and the season that we're in, getting ready to buy this building, move into a new building. If you look, you know, in 100 years, people will be able to look back and go, man, our church was like hustling. God was really blessing it in those first 15 years, first 20 years, first 30 years, whatever. So, I kind of have the end in mind when I'm even thinking about the present right now. I'm just really grateful. I'm also really grateful for my family. We're in a fun season. Life is very full. That's fun. It's a little tiring at times,
yeah,
but it's so fun. Like we have a 3-year-old, but we also have a teenager. Mm. And it's just like, we're just like in all stages of life right now under one roof, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about all the things that the Lord has blessed me with.
Yeah, I'm also thankful for the gospel community we're a part of. Jenny and I, we've led a gospel community for 7 years straight without a break, without kind of looking up from the grindstone. And we finally just realized like, hey, we should probably take a step back. And so I'm thankful for the people on that group that have encouraged Jenny and I in this to take a break and to actually take time to look at our own souls and seek the Lord and how he can renew us, to make us better leaders, to make us better spouses towards one another, make us better parents and make us better church members and all that stuff. And, so yeah, I'm thankful for our leaders and for that group of participants that are helping us along the way there.
So listeners, before the turkey or the ham or the whatever sweet corn hits the table
sweet
tomorrow,
potato,
man, it's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Sweet rolls.
Sweet rolls.
Every green time bean casserole.
How about I say a food group and you just go, ready?
Yeah.
Green bean casserole. Sweet corn. Yeah. So before all that hits the table tomorrow and you're with your family and you're doing whatever traditions your family has, we're just asking you to ask the question, what are you thankful for? What are you particularly thanking God for right now?
Yeah.
And then secondly, what would it look like for you to implement this more regularly in your life? Practicing gratitude, practicing thankfulness, and just giving thanks to God.
Yeah. Well, Dusty, thanks. This has been a fun episode. Yeah,
we made it.
And that's going to do it for today's Wednesday conversation. The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or leader in another city or church, we thank you for listening in, and we pray that the things that we've talked about might also be helpful to you as you minister in your own context. Feel free to go ahead and get on iTunes or whatever app you listen to this podcast on and give us a review. Let us know what you think, and we hope that you join us next Wednesday on the Wednesday Conversation. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.